Consider then the consequences of all this. Not just in the daytime, but also in the evening. They deliberately expose drunken men, sodden and aroused by indulgent meals, to the beauty of the maiden's face, and not just inside the house, but even through the town center they parade her prominently, leading her with torches late at night so as to be seen by all. By their actions they encourage nothing less than her future dismissal of all modesty, and they don't stop there, they guide her with disgraceful words. This is law among the masses. Runaway slaves and exiled criminals, thousands of them with dangerous character, freely spew whatever they wish against her and against the man who is going to make her his wife. There is nothing sacred, just degradation and indecency. With such sights and sounds, what a great example of purity for the bride, wouldn't you agree? There is some demonic competition among these reprobates to out-insult each other with abrasive and indecent language, thereby embarrassing everyone present, and the ones who have managed to hurl the most insults and greatest indecencies at their fellow men are declared winners.